This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
And you're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Truly be part of the conversation. The way you do that, again, is to get involved and get engaged. That's how you truly become part of the conversation. It really isn't that hard. Tom Del Vaccaro is going to join me after the break. Now, Tom is an author and a speaker, former chairman of the California Republican Party. Ran for Senate against Kamala Harris. And, in all seriousness, been a big supporter or helper in getting Governor Newsom recalled. But I guess my question for him now would be, based on some announcements today that we, or that California, I won't say we because I'm not part of it, that California is now the number one economy in the country. Really? When did that happen? How did that happen, for that matter? It is amazing to me. We owe $180 billion in debt that we're not going to be able to pay. How does that make us the number one economy? Unless, of course, it's based on how much you owe. If it's based on how much you owe, then, yeah, we have definitely the number one economy. Right? I wouldn't know if Newsom can still be recalled. I mean, he's qualified to be recalled. They're playing games with the date. He's getting money into people's pockets. He's getting out of the way to try to get the state open. But he's not giving up his emergency powers. I wonder what that means, why he won't do it. What is he afraid of doing? You know, why wouldn't he give it up, would be my question. You know, real serious, real simple. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-55. This wonderful, transparent administration. You know, I was going to do this story. I saw it earlier. Maybe I'll grab it later on when Tom's on. Where the White House and the Democrats are touting Biden's economy and how we're roaring back because of some of his procedures, some of the policies he's put in place. Like, really? You really want to go down that road? I mean, there's better people than I at it. They'll be able to show you truly what that means. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. There's busloads of illegals being dropped off in Knoxville, Tennessee. One senator saw it firsthand. Right? Bill Hagerty, a senator out of Tennessee, he said, one of my friends sent me photos just over his past weekend of buses that came into Knoxville, unloaded a number of people. He was on the Todd Starnes show. When Todd asked him about it, you know, what was going on, what did it look like, what was happening? There's a Republican governor, he doesn't seem to want to get in the way. Hagerty told him that we've been all over this. Marshall Blackburn and I have been on this from the very beginning. There were four private planes that came into Chattanooga. That's what you saw the reports on. They actually had it on film. They came in after 1 o'clock in the morning. Why would they do that? A friend of mine was literally on a commercial flight, an American Airlines flight from Dallas to Chattanooga. That flight landed again after 1 a.m. He said that he saw a group of young men in sort of a age range he thought was 12 to 14 years old. He talked to the person who was escorting them. He said the person was bilingual. He was speaking to the young men in Spanish, but he was explaining to him that they were taking these young men to Chattanooga to put them into a shelter there. See, they don't want you to see the shelter at the border anymore. They want you to, they want us to see them as almost empty, so we don't think this is a border problem. We don't think that this is a surge. We don't think this is an issue to speak of. Well, you know what? This is, wasn't this supposed to be a transparent administration? And this is how the Dems operate when they get power like this. They don't care. They believe it to be true. They see these people as future voters for theirs. But they're catching on. A lot of them are catching on. And now you've got judges that are finally stepping up and nailing Joey B on the stuff that he's trying to do in the White House as well. But back to the load of people that are being, a load of kids that are being dropped in Knoxville, where's their family? Where are their family members? Who were they supposed to see when they got here? See, if they did it the legal way, these kids wouldn't have to worry about it. They wouldn't be wandering around petrified as to what's going on right now. Do you know what I'm saying? Again, this is not a brain surgery moment, if you would. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Local leaders didn't even know that these people were coming in. That's the other thing. How do you ramp up as a sheriff? How do you ramp up for services or what have you as elected officials if you don't know they're coming, especially school board members? We couldn't take a drop, and we're a pretty big school board, school district. You can't just drop 500 kids on us. We're not ready to assimilate them, take them in, get them oriented. And they were talking about the hospitals, too, being overloaded with some of the issues these kids might bring. Yeah, can you get over yourself? You have kids coming in from these third world countries filled with all kinds of disease and what have you, and they don't want us to mention it because they don't want anything said about it because you'll make the kids feel bad. Well, you know what? When they wipe out 5, 10, 15 kids because they came in with some disease we didn't know they had, who do you think is going to feel bad then? And isn't that hypocrisy in light of what we just saw you people do here with the virus? Joe Pacini, your host, this is The Real Side. Tom Del Beccaro joins me after the break.
Would you like to be $600 richer in the next 10 minutes? Then make a free phone call and switch your car insurance to AIS. We get it. Car insurance is boring. We make it fast, fun, and easy. You make one call. We shop dozens of the best car insurance companies and offer you a way to save up to $600 on your car insurance. There's so many special deals and discounts. The best way to get them is to call. Based on your area, we have special discounts for military, teachers, engineers, and good students. Even discounts for low mileage and accident-free drivers. AIS has tons of ways to save you money on your car insurance. Make a free call right now to see what you qualify for. New customers who switch to AIS save an average of
$600. 800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. That's 800-396-0650.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business. business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Anybody care about what I want?
I do.
Shut up. Get out.
We are back from a different kind of Disneyland here in California. Governor Newsom was in my area today. We had to call it the hazmat team after he left for the trail of garbage that he left in his wake. I don't know how people get so excited. I mean, get excited about this guy. No, I mean that sincerely. I mean, the Dems in my area and other areas, to a degree, still love him. And he let us know in no uncertain terms, before I bring my guest on, that we are now, California is now the first largest economy in the country. We also probably are the first, you know, we're first in the highest taxes. And the first in debtor states. We owe a boatload of money that we can't pay back. I don't see how. But I know somebody smarter than I am. He can probably figure this out. Tom Del Picaro joins me, as he does from time to time. He's the author, speaker, former chairman of the California Republican Party, and author of The Divided Era, How We Got Here, and the keys to America's reconciliation. You're such an optimist, Tom. Thanks for being with me.
It's great to be on. I hear Gavin was in your neighborhood. He wants you to know that everything's okay, which is equivalent to an arsonist burning down your house and then moving you into a hotel saying things are improving.
Yeah.
But we didn't have to go through this for a year and a half. Florida didn't. Florida had better COVID ratings than California. Especially given that its population is much older, people didn't lose their jobs, people didn't lose their savings. California, they did. There was no reason for it. Newsom didn't learn. He needs to go.
Oh, no question about it. I will ask you, though, I was going to wait for this, but you went down that road now. There's speculation now, as he starts to turn, quote-unquote, the economy around, starts to put money in people's pockets and pulling up all these restrictions, that it may be a problem getting him recalled through vote. What are you feeling, Don?
Well, he's probably at his high water mark right now, but he's got a problem. And that continuing problem is the fact that the drought restrictions are coming.
Oh, yeah.
The crime continues to go higher. He's got the wildfires and the question of whether he's going to force all students to get vaccinated before they go to school. Those are all impending problems for him in the fall, and that's why he's trying to get this election as soon as possible.
Yeah, it's really interesting to talk about that because my listeners know I'm on a school board here in California, and the vast amount of emails, phone calls, connections I'm getting are people that are livid, thinking that we're going to go ahead and force the kids to have a vaccine before they go back to school. And I keep telling them it's not up to us; it's the state government that's going to force us one way or the other. You need to do something about it there.
Yeah, look, agreed. And there's a lot of science that says it's completely unnecessary for young children to get this, not just the survival rate, but the fact that most, even when they get it, don't have symptoms. So why should you require them to get, it isn't like measles, it isn't that much of a problem. For youths, so why make them go through all of this? And the answer is because, as you just said it, they think they know better, and this is one of the reasons why more and more people are leaving California, because of all the mandates and destruction that he does.
You know, as we go through our political lives, you start amass databases and email addresses of people that you can call on to help you. As a school board member, when I want something brought to light, there's a group of moms I could call or send an email to and say, hey, this is coming up in front of us. You know, I know you don't believe in this. Can you please help me fight this? Well, I will tell you that I had an email of about 200 people, and that email list right now is down to about 71 valid email addresses. These people have moved away from this area, actually out of the state in total. And we live in an area, or I live in an area, where the schools are pretty decent. And these people see it coming, and they're gone. They're out of here because they don't want the aggravation. And the higher taxes, you're going to see it with gas. They're not going to stop taxing us for the daily products of life, are they?
No, and then they'll take credit for the hard work you do to get around all their problems. I mean, look at what they're doing in Small Business Today, which says that if you're everyone has to wear a mask if a single person in there isn't vaccinated. Oh. That's unworkable. The local grocery store here has adopted the Safeway. Says if you're vaccinated, you have to wear a mask unless you're vaccinated. This is a continuing issue, and it's not going to go away. And look, the latest poll shows 50% want him recalled, 43% don't. Of likely voters. And that's a problem for him, and I don't think it's going to get much better.
Yeah, I agree with you. What's the word we always use? I am cautiously optimistic that he's still going to go, but he's going to try to do everything he can to make it look like
it's
all
rosy. He's spending money left and right trying to buy votes. The problem is that he never... Do you remember him going to Santa Clarita in his career before this?
No.
Yeah, exactly. No. He never cultivated the voters of this state, certainly not Southern California. And now people can see it as transparent that he's showing up so late trying to get things done.
Right. No, I definitely agree with you. You know, when the funny thing about it, and if I have the numbers wrong, I know you know them well, but, you know, you're talking about $180 billion, give or take a few billion, on pension plans and what have you that he owes, or that the state owes, that you never hear about. You never see it. So when a man says, I got, you know, governor of a state with $40 billion in surplus and, you know, this guy with the first largest economy and yada, 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 they never bring these up. And Joey B's the one that bailed him out. This wasn't all sales tax money, as he is touting, that gave him the surplus, is it?
No, absolutely not. It was the big tech did better during the pandemic than anyone imagined. They got huge amounts of money from federal government, and that's why they're afloat right now. But the fundamentals in California are not good. There are state governments 5 years ago admitted to $1.3 trillion in debt. It's much higher now. Infrastructure problems. You can just read on and on and on. Pension debt over $1 trillion. So, you know, sooner or later someone's going to have to pay for this. And you know who is forecasting that the best? Are all of the corporations that are leaving. They don't want to be domiciled in this state.
Yep, true. So listen, Tom, when we come back, apparently Joey B. put the hammer down and said these are 16 areas that are off limits for cyber attacks. Apparently everything else is open. Joe Mazzini, your host. We'll be back in a minute.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
Well, maybe I am.
If you're buying a diamond ring for your wife, it's not cool to be cheap. If you're buying airline tickets, it's very cool to be cheap and called Trip Amigo, where you can fly anywhere in the world and save up to 75% on over 500 airlines and 300,000 hotels. Plus, rental cars and vacation packages. Visit family, friends, or go on a once-in-a-lifetime vacation. Go ahead. Be cheap. We have special fares we're not allowed to publish. When you book your airline reservations with Trip Amigo, you'll spend your travel money when you get there, not by getting there. Call Trip Amigo now and mention the travel code Amigo and save even more. Call Trip Amigo now.
800-898-1427. 800-898-1427. 800-898-1427. That's 800-898-1427.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Biden and Russian President Putin concluded their summit Wednesday with an agreement that allows each country's ambassador to return to the nation they're posted to, but little else concrete. In a press conference following the meeting, President Biden said he did bring up the issue of human rights violations with Putin, saying it's in the DNA of America to speak up when it sees them.
I also told him that no president of the United States could keep faith with the American people if they did not speak out to defend our democratic values, to stand up for the universal and fundamental freedoms that all men and women have, in our view. That's just part of the DNA of our country. So human rights is going to always be on the table, I told him. It's not about just going after Russia when they violate human rights. It's about who we are.
This is USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
I say this calls for action, and now, nip it in the bud.
We are back. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. You know, looking at the, watching the G7 Summit, watching, I don't know if you can call them press conferences. I'd call them snooze conferences with Joey B. But when you look at those, anybody else feel like they're watching Mr. Magoo, you know, trying to give a press conference of some kind? The guy is constantly lost, can't stay on topic. And I don't mean that to make fun of somebody who, obviously, in my non-medical opinion, has some kind of mental illness of some kind, whether it's dementia or Alzheimer's, I don't know. I've been around enough people with Alzheimer's to know that he very much looks like he's well into it. And what a sad statement is that for the family around him who actually put him up, supported him with this, knowing what direction he was headed in. The more pressure put on him, the worse that you see it get. So from a humanity standpoint, my heart goes out to him. I can't imagine what it's like with that kind of pressure and really not being ready for it, and you don't know that you're not ready for it. Tom Del Beccaro joins me, and we're going to talk about basically what went down during the G7 summit and really what bad shape we're in from an administrative standpoint. Tom is an acclaimed author, speaker, and former chairman of the California Republican Party. In his book, The Divided Era, How We Got Here, and the Keys to American Reconciliation. Tom, did you take Joe Biden into consideration in your book? I just have to ask.
He's actually figures in the book. In the opening of the book, I mentioned the fact that at one point he was running for vice president, and so was Paul Ryan. Couldn't have been two different people. What, a career guy versus a young guy, a policy guy versus, Joe Biden's sort of folksiness. Back then. And during that election, there was a poll. The poll out in September said 44% of the people wanted Biden, 44% of the people wanted Paul Ryan, and there was your divided era. And what you're seeing today, first of all, I agree with you 100% on the illness. Both my parents went through that. No question he has signs of it. Then the higher pressure you put on these people, the quicker they decline.
Yep.
But they wanted power. But if we take a broader look at this, at the state of American foreign policy, this is why I have two different pieces out on the Epoch Times. called 4 years of living dangerously under Joe Biden. And this is what you're seeing. We had last week the embarrassment of Kamala Harris going down to Guatemala. You do not announce in advance of a diplomatic mission that you are going to denigrate the president of the country that you're visiting. Then you don't go there and do it. And that's why it was so poorly received. That's why they protested against her. And that's why the Guatemalan president ripped her mercilessly and the Biden administration. That is not diplomacy. That is not how you get things done. Publicly insulting the other side, which isn't, look, this is different from Reagan and the Soviet Union talking broadly. This is Guatemala. Yes, it has problems. But you don't, if you wanted them to stop sending people to America, she didn't know what the hell she was doing. And it was embarrassing. And then you had her on TV, couldn't answer questions. I haven't been to Europe. An embarrassment. And then we send Joe Biden over there. And Biden's been giving away stuff, you know, to Iran. He eased restrictions to the Soviet Union, to China. Before any negotiations, and certainly not with some sort of concession by them. And so what? And then they see his performance, which we all know. You can see it. He's not up to the job. And so what do signs like that say to world leaders? You know, let's not forget this thing kicked off with Joe Biden mistakenly referring to Libya instead of Syria for an extended period of time.
Oh, my God.
And as a result of this, our enemies see that he's not in control and then question who is. And your best case scenario is that you're going to face slow response times, if any. And so the enemies, you know, are perfectly willing to be adventurous. And then what does that mean to your allies? Well, it doesn't necessarily mean your allies will abandon you. But if you do remember the Sudan and UAE and some other places went out on a limb for the United States, that certainly dynamic isn't going to be happening anytime soon. But it causes, because these other countries, like Jordan and others, are in a difficult space, the fact that Joe Biden looks weak means that they certainly won't move towards America or Israel or peace, because it's too risky, because they don't know that America can follow through. And so the state of American foreign policy is every bit as dangerous. Well, it's far more dangerous than under Jimmy Carter, because under Jimmy Carter, we did not face the Soviet Union that you're seeing today, nor did with the cyber technology. And as a result, we are the country is in, and the world is in danger. And anybody who sugarcoats that and claims otherwise just doesn't understand foreign policy.
Yeah, you know, I was thinking about the Abraham Accords, and, you know, under President Trump, whether you like him or not, you know, we haven't seen that kind of peace in the Middle East in decades, really, and not even sure if we've even seen that in my lifetime. But can they hold? Can they maintain if they're not sure that America or the U.S. is not going to back them up?
Well, let's think of this even broader. We now know that China has made a deal with Iran, which will buy oil from Iran. China imports 75% of its oil needs, a figure that potentially will go up. Stunningly, despite its size, it has no natural resources for itself. So it's going to buy from Iran. And this makes Iran more adventurous. It also means that Iran doesn't have to make a deal with the United States. It doesn't have to behave. So who is going to do this? Now you have Netanyahu out in Israel. It will be interesting to see how conciliatory this new leader is. Of course, that's very dangerous at this stage as Iran becomes adventurous. But the problem is the world knows, friend and foe, that Biden is not going to be decisive. He's not going to be strong. You know, he did the mix of naive leftists along with Biden's problems is severely dangerous. You pointed out he listed 16 things that were off limits. Okay, what does that mean? Does that mean 17 through a million are in? It shouldn't, but they have spent a predictable amount of time cleaning up his mistakes, and that's the problem. And in foreign policy, we always need to remember that JFK said, domestic politics can defeat us, but foreign policy can kill us. And that's the problem.
Yeah, it is. It very much is. And, you know, again, you kind of touched on China. This was the one that Joey B thought was not something we had to worry about. Now you find out everything has been overturned, or with all the information that's been given to us. The reason he didn't want to dig into China was because of how much they had on him, his family. I don't know if you heard that Hunter Biden has become an artist. Did you hear about that? And his paintings are selling for big bucks. No, seriously.
Because they want to curry favor. That's exactly what's going on right now. Look, it's pretty dangerous. This thing, you know, China plays the long game. Okay. China has determined that it doesn't need to invade anybody. It will just wait us out day by day while it sells us goods. And they also know that cyber technology is the future. And we better get our act together.
Yeah, it's really interesting you say that, because the conversation I had yesterday on the show was, you know, they're into our food supply chain. You talk about our economy. They're into manufacturing again. They manufacture our pharmaceuticals. This is pretty bad, pretty dangerous, when you're relying on one person, one entity for all of that. Got to go for a quick break. Joe Messina, your host. I believe in capitalism, so we're going to make some money here. Be back on that.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
As life in America looks to return to normal, how can you succeed in a new stock market? With the tech dip, volatility with interest rates, and fear around the yield curve, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text money to 813-813 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text the word money to 813-813. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text money to 813-813. Experience Vantage Point for free. Learn how successful traders generate their wealth. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Now, now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Can't you see what I'm trying to tell you? I love you. Why don't you marry me?
Why, marry you?
You take me and I'll take a vacation. I'll need a vacation if we're going to get married.
Hey, 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 mambo, mambo.
We are back.
Galliano, hey, mambo.
Norman Senior host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-ROCHO, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. Head up to the website, sign up for the email blast. Always just want to let you know what's going on, who's going to be on the show, what we're going to be talking about. And yes, I do sell stuff. That's how I keep the show going. Always appreciate your time with me. Tom Del Vaccaro joins me. He's an author and a speaker, former chairman of the California Republican Party. And his book, The Divided Era, How We Got Here and the Keys to America's Reconciliation, great book. You need to pick it up. Still get it on Amazon, I believe. Right, Tom?
Absolutely. But more importantly right now, chairman of RescueCalifornia.org, we raised and spent over $3.4 million to get the recall qualified. And the latest polling says 50% of like-you voters wants him recalled, while only 43% say he shouldn't.
Well, I have to say this publicly. You shamed me because I said, I don't know how you're going to make this work. I don't believe the Californians are that awake or that aware, no matter what's going on around them. They're not going to recall this man. You made that happen, and now I'm concerned that they're not going to vote to recall him. But you're telling me that you don't see that's going to be an issue. So I will
Look, it's a tough fight. And we need people to go to rescuecalifornia.org and make donations. We think the election is going to be in September. We think we need to raise $8 million between now and then. Our first digital ads are going out. He's going to fight it. Don't be confused. And so, we're going to fight it all the way through and make this happen.
Well, he is going to fight it, and there's people with very deep pockets that are on his side that are wanting to help him fight this thing. I thoroughly get that. And again, he's doing the state tour right now. I think it's the first time he came out of his hole in a long time. But he's doing the state tour right now, telling people how great it is, how we're the number one economy, and all the things that he wants to continue to do and what have you. And to your point, as you said earlier, with the drought, people don't realize, you know, how tough that is on the residents of California when he starts putting those restrictions in place. And he could,
which, by the way, are 100% the Democrats' fault, because the amount of water that goes that falls and goes straight out to the ocean, because they think they're saving fish, and they're not, it turns out, facts matter, is enough to avoid these restrictions. This is imposed by them.
Oh, yeah. But most of these self-inflicted wounds are inflicted by them. Because they, I don't know if it's a feel-good thing or it's a way to fill their pockets, but it's always brought on by them. You know, but again, we were going to hit this anyway. The press covers for them. The press doesn't beat this stuff up or call it out. Look at how they're protecting Joe Biden so much. Now even some of the press are popping up and going, what's going on here?
Right? Yeah, well, here's the problem. They are in the press business. And at some level, that means they want a story. They want a report. And even the liberal media is saying they've never seen a president more protected.
Yep.
We all know the reason why. He's going to say ridiculous things. He went out there and told Putin we got to have a free press, and then talked to a few pre-approved reporters.
I thought that was
funny. And that's all they got.
Yeah, but it's not even
that sounds free.
It's not even the fact that he talked to a handful of reporters that were already handpicked, right? It's that he read it off the paper. You're right. I'm only going to speak to a few reporters we've already, my staff has already chosen. It's like, Joe, somebody needs to put a thing there that says, Joe, don't read this, right, kind of thing. But he can't seem to make that happen. But it's true. It's again, it's back to the press who were covering for him big time. I mean, some of the comments that he's made during these press conferences would be a 7x24 news stream on the ABC, DEFG news sources of the world, wouldn't they? Just amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. And if Trump made any one of these, it would be, lead story for a month. In fact, MSNBC and CNN still talk about Trump more than Biden.
I'm only laughing because he called it. He said, look, if you lose me, you're going to lose ratings and you'll tank. And what's happening?
Absolutely.
What are you
CNN's lost 67% and MSNBC has lost 49%. So, yeah, 100%.
Yeah, it's funny you should say that, because there's an article trending right now about the press screaming that the White House is shielding Biden. And, again, they want to do that because, to your point, they don't want him saying anything really crazy. Look, I'm going to get back to California with you for a minute. You actually ran against Kamala Harris, and she is... Look, I've got other things I want to say, but I'm not going to because I respect you, and I'll do it later on when you're not on the show. But you look at what she's done. You look at the trip she made down, the trip that she hasn't made to Mexico is what I want them to say. And it's because it would make her accountable. It's because that she would have to look at what was going on. She'd have to respond to some of those questions. And that nervous giggle of hers, when you were running against her, you were in forums, you were in debates with her, did she have that same nervous giggle when she couldn't answer a question?
Well, she didn't answer a lot of questions, especially foreign policy. It's more pronounced now because the spotlight's higher. The press here wasn't aggressive with her. She's an empty suit. That's just the way it is. And you don't get to cram for foreign policy. It is something that you live for an extended period of time, understand world history, understand the dynamics of it, and then maybe you can succeed at it. You don't do what she did to Guatemala. It's insane. Look, I can understand if you wanted to say to Guatemala, get your act together from Washington, D.C. You don't say, I'm going down there to tell you to get your act together. The naive leftists in Washington don't understand that, of which she's one of them, of course.
And with all the experts that they pay to help them phrase their words, to write
no,
their speeches.
She's too far on the left for that kind of help. And also, remember, the experts they pay are naive. They believe in their world vision, and it's totally absurd.
Yeah, no, it's funny you say that, because I said the same thing. It's not necessarily that they're liars. They truly believe what they're saying. They truly believe what's coming out of their mouth is gospel truth. And but I have always been with her. I'm just going to say it. It's a single IQ issue with her. She listened to her answers. Listened to the depth of knowledge that she doesn't have on many of the issues she opens her mouth to. They're very generic responses to some of the questions.
Yeah, but because she's never had to deal with these issues. She you know, even when she was Attorney General in California, the belief was that she only showed up for the photo ops. She didn't actually do the work and study the issues. And foreign policy, again, you don't get to crash course it and go out there. And she's proving it. Now, of course, Joe Biden had the terrible instincts his whole career on that. Didn't want Bin Laden killed, wanted Iraq partitioned into three things. He's, you know, his whole life, and now he's an embarrassment. So,
the man is, I mean, from racism to, I mean, he is truly a Jimmy Carter equal when it comes to racism. And how that got hidden so much, it's amazing to me. It's just interesting, and which is why people like me and others on the conservative side need to speak up a lot more on what these guys are doing. Not that it'll help, because a lot of times Dems vote for Dems no matter what. We've seen it happen, especially in this state, over and over and over again. And education is going to be another big world of hurt here coming in California soon. I don't know, Tom. Last question for you. We only have about a minute and a half left. The CRT, I don't know how up you are on these issues, but, you know, you're looking at some states making it illegal to teach CRT, and then you've got states like California saying, you know, you have to teach critical race theory in your schools. And I'm saying, you know, none of that information. Matter of fact, it's been disproven to a big degree. This is what they're going after. They're going after our kids, aren't they?
Oh, well, they have. Government schools have done that throughout all of history. Socialists know that you have to get the retirement system, the healthcare system, and the school system if you want socialism. And they've been working on that for decades.
I tell you guys, see that? I know you hate to admit this, but we think more alike than you know. Seriously.
I'm still waiting for your meatballs. Until then, I'm not going to reply.
Well, next time you're down in the LA area, I'll meet you somewhere. Anyway, Tom, always a pleasure to have you. Thanks for being with me tonight.
All right. Ciao.
Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I'll be back in the next hour. Don't go far. I got a lot more I want to talk about, a lot more for you to put up with. We'll be back in a few minutes.